Welcome to the Skull King Football Podcast, presented by Vox DFS Firelines. Now, here are your hosts, Justin and Ryan Skullrude.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Skull King Fantasy Football Podcast, Playoff Edition. We are excited for the semifinals of this next week for the playoffs. Now that I have had a week off in the league of record for the Skull King Listener League, I'm looking forward to next week. I get to go against, I believe it's Wyatt, who beat out co-host Justin for the shot in the semifinals against me. And on the other side of the bracket, Fong, our running back writer, he had the other first round bye. And I believe he's going up against. Let me pull that up. The actual name of the team, I can't remember. The Irie Kings, who is run by listener Edgar Aguayo. So congratulations to Edgar for his big win this week. Let me make sure. Last time I saw that he was way ahead. Yeah, he's won it. So who beat out Franco Esposito from the 8-5 fantasy football account on Twitter. I had another league that I was officially eliminated in this week. So looking forward to this next week in the semifinals. See how we do against Wyatt and his team. I hope you guys have had a decent week in the playoffs. We are going to quickly go through a little bit of the news. I'm not going to, dilly-dally too much, to use an old term, on the waiver wire here tonight, but I will give you a few names I think may help you. At this point, there have been so many injuries, the waiver wire is extremely thin, but I think I may have found a couple names for you to use that may be helpful to your team. And so with that, why don't we go ahead and get into today's headlines.
Today's headlines.
All right, starting it off. After recently dealing with stingers, Chargers running back Austin Eckler aggravated the injury yesterday and will require further testing per source. With the game Thursday night versus the Chiefs, the short week may make it tough for Eckler to be ready. There is another report that actually came in that the Associated Press, Joe Reedy, considers Austin Eckler with his neck extremely doubtful for Thursday night's Week 15 game against the Chiefs. Because of that, Justin Jackson's still available out there in a bunch of leagues, so you might want to go pick him up. We still don't know if Melvin Gordon is going to be back yet. Tyreek Hill says he injured his foot pretty badly in this last game against Baltimore. That being said, another report came out later. A further examination of his foot says that the wide receiver sustained the injury that he sustained showed nothing serious and now will be considered day-to-day, which is good for me. Coach Andy Reid actually said today that he expects Tyreek Hill to play Thursday night against the Chargers, which I really need in that matchup against Wyatt in the Skull King Listener League. For 2 weeks in a row now, Devin Funchess has operated as the Panthers' number four wide receivers beat writer, saying he's playing his last few games in Carolina. He is an impending free agent. I know that at least in some of the DMs that I have had on Instagram with some of our listeners, this is something I've brought up before, that this was they're moving on to DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel. And with the injuries that Funchess sustained coming back, he has not been involved in the offense and he is not going to be involved in the offense. He is a free agent. And I think now with the Carolina Panthers having lost again this last week, I believe it was to Cleveland. So, yeah, it was against the Browns. With that, they're going to continue to go young. They've lost, five games in a row? Most likely going to lose six going up against New Orleans next week. They have Atlanta in week 16 and then again New Orleans in week 17. So not exactly looking all that promising for the Panthers going on through the rest of the season. So I think they're going to see what they have with some of their young guys. Giants coach Pat Shurmur said that Odell Beckham with his quad is feeling a lot better on Monday. Should be good to go this weekend. Kenneth Dixon's role is supposed to grow going forward. Kenneth Dixon was drafted a couple years ago. Showed a lot of promise, dealt with some injuries. I believe he actually also dealt with a suspension at one point. Hasn't been able to stay healthy. Now that he is healthy, he is probably their most talented running back that they have. And so he's going to start getting more snaps as he continues to get more and more healthy and get stronger after coming off of IR. Redskins tight end Jordan Reed, who suffered a foot sprain in Sunday's loss, is having a precautionary MRI. The injury isn't believed to be major, but given the timing of it, he may have played his last down this season with three games to go. And at this point, the Redskins, you know, using butt fumble and now Josh Johnson as their quarterbacks, there's not a whole lot of promise for the Washington offense. Speaking Monday, the Ravens coach John Harbaugh did not commit to Joe Flacco as his week 15 starter if healthy, which is good because Lamar Jackson has been playing pretty darn well. Notice this last game wasn't great for Jackson. It was, I mean, fantasy-wise, it was pretty good. It was his second best start of the season. But yeah, it didn't come out to a win, but you're also playing one of the toughest teams in the league. Let's see if there's anything else. Eagles are expected to sign running back Boston Scott off the Saints practice squad in the wake of Corey Clement's knee injury, sources say. At this point, I don't necessarily think that Boston Scott is a must add. I think if you're desperate in a deeper league, he is you know, someone to go ahead and throw on your bench. But Adams is basically, you know, ruling that backfield at this point. So there's not, I don't think there's really much else you can say in terms of what could possibly be helpful for production from the Philadelphia backfield. And as far as that goes, I believe, one last thing. 49ers placed Pierre Garçon on injured reserve, ending his season. The only reason really that this is significant is because this provides a way for Dante Pettis to get a whole lot more work, who has been very, very productive over the last few weeks. So, I believe that is it. One last note. Going back to the Chargers, Melvin Gordon remained sidelined at Monday's practice. They're running a whole bunch of slowed down practices. They're doing a lot of walkthroughs because it's a short week. So we still don't know if Melvin Gordon is going to be ready to go. So with that, why don't we go ahead and get into the Waiver Wire Madness.
Waiver Wire Madness.
Now at this point, because of how far we are into the season, just what the prospects look like for adding people to the waiver wire. Again, we're looking at people that are owned in less than 50% of leagues. And the reason we do that is because in 12-team leagues, 12-team leagues and higher, this is kind of the threshold of where you're going to see most of your players. In a 14-team league, honestly, that like the Skull King Listener League, League of Record, every single one of these players is owned that I am about to say. So in a 14-team league, there are players on this list that are owned in 9% of leagues, 5% of leagues. All of these players are owned. So already and have been owned for multiple weeks at this point. So that's kind of what we're looking at in terms of what's left out there. So for those of you in 10-team leagues or less, to be completely honest, there's only a couple of these guys that I think can really, really help you. With 10-team leagues and less, the players just are not – you have so many good players on teams that unless someone drafted completely terrible, none of these players are going to help you out, to be completely honest. They might if you're absolutely desperate for depth, you know, injuries and that sort of thing. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into it. Starting off at the quarterback position. Owned in 49.6% of leagues, he was my – well, no, I benched him this week. Lamar Jackson. Over the last 4 weeks, he has gone 15.9 points, 20.2, 16.5, and 19 points in regular fantasy scoring. That I believe that's 4 points per passing touchdown, 6 points per rushing touchdown. He's been running the ball all over the place. While he hasn't been passing all that much, to be completely honest, which he's not necessarily in there to be passing the ball like crazy. And he's passed for 150, 176, 125, and 147. Thrown for 3 touchdowns in that span. This last week he had 2 touchdown passes. But it's his running that's just been absolutely unbelievable. Over the last 4 games, 119, 71, 75, 71, and 2 rushing scores. So really, he's really helping everyone out with his run game. I think that may continue this next week. He's playing against Tampa Bay, who's one of the worst defenses in the league overall, not just against the pass or against the run. So because of this, I really like Lamar Jackson for this next week. Especially, well, as long as he's the starter. At this point, you've got to guess that he's going to be the starter. Just because, you know, his one loss was to the Kansas City Chiefs, who right now are sitting as, I want to say, like, the possibly the number one, maybe the number two seed in the AFC. A team that's going to get a first-round bye, let's put it that way. Number two on the quarterback fantasy football waiver wire. Normally, every week we've been saying over and over and over and over again, Baker Mayfield. The reason Baker Mayfield is not on my list this week is because he's going against Denver in Denver, which to me is a tough matchup. His last couple games, he hasn't been great. 13.9 points and 13.7 points. Those are streamable numbers. I mean, you guys have heard me mention streamable numbers. He does not run the ball a whole lot. So this week, I'm actually leaving him off my list. My number two guy this week is Josh Allen, actually. Owned in 16.9% of leagues. These are his last 3 games. 26.3 points, 28.7 points, 18.3 points. And in those 3 games, he has run for 335 yards. He is averaging over 111 yards per game rushing as a quarterback. His pass completion percentage is not high. That was never going to be the case. We saw that coming out of the draft. However, that being said, he is playing very well, running the ball especially, and even throwing some touchdown passes. Over the last 3 weeks, 160 for 1 against Miami, 231, 2 TDs, 2 interceptions. And even this last week, he threw for 206 against the Jets. He threw 2 interceptions and had a fumble. However, he ran for 101 yards and a touchdown. The week before was 135 yards. The week before that, 99 yards and a touchdown. This next week, he gets Detroit at home. I like this matchup for Allen. I think that he could play very well. And because of that, I would look forward to starting him, especially in deeper leagues. I think that Josh Allen is going to put up sneaky quarterback one numbers this next week. Going on to the running backs. Number one, I only have a couple names, really, of players that I like. There's not a whole lot. Number one, my top priority is Justin Jackson. With Austin Eckler out, and we still don't know enough about Melvin Gordon's injury. They're going up against, in a short week, against Kansas City, who gave up a whole bunch of rushing yards this last week to Baltimore. Justin Jackson, owned in 43.2% of leagues. He may be asked to carry the load completely. One other guy, Dontrez or something like that is his last name. I think that Justin Jackson is going to carry the bulk of the load, and I think that he could perform pretty well. I think that he could put up decent points in this game. And so he is definitely a name that I am looking at for the waiver wire for this next week. If he's still available in your league, again, owning 43.2% of leagues. The number two name, it's not a great pickup. Jalen Richard, 48.1% owned. The main reason that I have him on this list is because he's going up against Cincinnati. I know that Doug Martin's the main rusher in that offense. But Jalen Richard, the Cincinnati Bengals are so bad, they can't stop a running back, whether he's catching the ball out of the backfield or running. So because of that, I think that Richard has a favorable matchup this week. And so I don't mind him for this week if you absolutely need a running back. Like I said, not a whole lot in the running back position. Moving on to the wide receivers. Number one, I want to apologize to people for not being higher on this guy, especially now that Emmanuel Sanders is out, and that kind of gives it away. Deshaun Hamilton, owned in 5.5% of leagues. This last week went 7 for 47 and 1. It's what, 17 points. This next week, no, sorry, that's not 17 points. That's 13, 7, 4. Yeah, that's right. I was right, 17.7 points. These next 2 weeks, he has Cleveland and Oakland. Not the best defenses against the pass, and so I think that he could put up decent numbers in these next couple weeks. And so for those of you, you know, I had, you know, one person who actually asked me straight up, should I pick up Deshaun Hamilton? I go, I just don't know. I think that he's still behind Sutton, and so Sutton's the bigger talent. Well, Deshaun Hamilton showed off pretty well. So, again, if he's out there still on someone, go ahead and get him. Number two, Curtis Samuel, owned in 32.5% of leagues. He has put up 12-plus points in PPR leagues 4 weeks in a row and has done the same in 5 out of 6 weeks. In these last 2 weeks, he has New Orleans and Atlanta, two teams that are absolutely god-awful against the pass. Which, again, with how the defense has been playing for Carolina, they're going to be forced to throw the ball. Curtis Samuel also gets involved a little bit in the run game. Because of his versatility, he's definitely a guy that you want on your team, at least on the bench. He is definitely flex-worthy in full-point PPR leagues, especially in deeper leagues. Number three, Kenny Stills, owned in 25.7% of leagues. These last 2 weeks, 4 for 37 and 1, 8 for 135 and 1, with Tannehill as the quarterback. As long as Tannehill is healthy, Kenny Stills is fantasy worthy. He is relevant to the fantasy to being put in rosters. At least on the bench, he is possibly flex worthy. This next week, let me real quick take a look at his matchup. Let me go back to the wide receivers. His matchup next week is against, there we go. That's right. It's not the best matchups. It's Minnesota and Jacksonville. Minnesota has been pretty tough for the most part against passing. It's also in Minnesota. Again, this isn't necessarily one that I love, but it's if you need the help. I like his, I honestly like his Jacksonville matchup at home a lot better than his Minnesota matchup. So. Moving on, last one, Dante Pettis. In the last 3 weeks, he has gone 17.7 points, 29.7 points, and 13.9 points. He has put up, I don't even have his percentage owned on here. Give me just that. There it is. Dante Pettis owned in 19.6% of leagues. In terms of receiving, 4 for 77, 5 for 129, 3 for 49, he has 4 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks. Do I think that's sustainable? Not necessarily. He does have a game this week at home against Seattle. He put up that 129 and 2 touchdowns against Seattle in week 13. However, the reason that I like Dante Pettis again against Seattle is with how well Seattle is playing. Again, they may be the 49ers may be forced to throw the ball with how they were getting blown out 2 weeks ago against Seattle. Nick Mullins ended up throwing for over 400 yards. So that's something to watch out. I think that Dante Pettis could end up in the end zone again this week. If you want him for your fantasy teams, I definitely think he would be a possible value play in DFS. So that's it for the wide receiver. Moving on to the tight end. The tight end wasteland this year has just been ridiculous. That being said, there are a couple names that I think are rosterable, not necessarily great, but if you're absolutely desperate. Starting off with CJ Uzoma, his last two games are actually very favorable. He's got Oakland, and then he's at Cleveland. He is owned in 30.8% of leagues, and if you look at his scoring over the last few weeks, it's not great. But since the bye week in week 9, he's had 5.3, 7.1, 9.9, 8.3, and 6.7. He has had at least three catches in all five games since the week 9 bye. And then he's going up against Oakland this next week at home. Because of that, I think that he is a guy to plug in. If you have no other tight end, if you've been decimated by injuries by all the guys going on IR, I think that he is a rosterable player who will at least get you a couple points to keep you from taking a zero at the position. So again, not a great ad, but at this point, there's not a whole lot, of people out there that I really like. Last but not least, Ian Thomas, owned in 25.5% of leagues. His ownership went up from 0.2% last week to 25.5% this week. The last couple weeks, he had Tampa Bay 5 for 46. This past week, in week 14, at Cleveland, 9 for 77. And again, he's with Carolina, so he's going against New Orleans and Atlanta. I think they want to use him as much as possible. He may not produce a touchdown. He doesn't have one all season at this point. But again, he's going up against two weak defenses against tight ends. Because of that, I think that he is, again, a rosterable person that will at least keep you from taking a zero at the position. So those are my waiver wire ads. That's the waiver wire madness for this week. Again, we want to thank you guys for taking the time to listen to the Skull King Fantasy Football Podcast. These next couple nights, next couple shows, I will be going over the matchups for the next week. And I hope we're able to help you guys out with your matchups for the fantasy football semifinals. Again, my name is Ryan Sculler. This has been the Skull King Fantasy Football Podcast, and we will talk to you guys later. Hey, Skull King Nation. Thank you for listening to the Skull King Football Podcast. Did you like this episode? If so, be sure to go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube to subscribe. Also, please leave us a rating and reviews to let us know how we can better help you rule your leagues.